Okay, so let's continue with Siman Kuf Yud. As I said, tomorrow we'll go through the Kuntras Sexfake of the Shach. We're not going to read every word, but I mentioned Alex earlier that I divided it up. And if you look at that Korah sheet, into I think 13 or 14 different sections, so to speak. We'll try and go through some of the highlights of that. But today I just want to finish up other issues related to Sexfake before we get to that. We left off with what we mentioned last time, and we're up actually to the to Shulchan Aruch and here it's a test in source 11, but just quickly the background, you had a machlokas rishonim regarding basically it revolves a little bit around how to read a gemara in Beitza. The gemara there talks about an egg which is osir, okay, either because an oldu biyamtif or a trefa, and sometimes the egg is a gemara in Beitza that gimel beis back in source 3 of this group of makaris, and the gemara says sveika asura. It's a davar chashuv and so on. It says any sofek if this this egg sofek trefa or sofek you know some other sofek about this egg sofek we don't know when it was born and so on. Adjuntif now, so it's also okay. Then the Gemara says in this arba be'elef kulan asur. If this egg gets mixed up with others, then they're all asur. So the question of Rishonim is how to read that phrase. Okay, how to read that phrase? Two ways to read that particular phrase. Rabbeinu Tam thought or learned, and that's in the Tosis there in Beitza, okay, in source number 9, that Gil Beitza also Bacheros. Okay, the Rebbe Tam understood that these are two totally different statements, they're not related, meaning the two dinin that the Gemara presents regarding this Beitza. A, that any suffix is also, okay? And number two, if Avadai Trefer, or Avadai and Olubi Yontub gets mixed up with others, then the whole tarovus, a little bit elif lobot, the whole tarovus is prohibited. According to Benatam, therefore, the Gemara does not discuss at all what happens if an egg, concerning this, which was a suffix, an inherent suffix, whether it's trefer or not, whether it's olubi yontub or not, and that gets mixed up in a tarovus with many others. According to Benatam, the Gemara doesn't discuss that. Okay, you see, because he reads it as two separate statements. One teaching a suffix trefa is usher. Number two, it doesn't have to be trefa, whatever it is, but I'm just saying trefa is easier. You know, it's an inherent problem with the egg, right? So first it teaches a suffix trefa is usher. And number two, it teaches that a vadai trefa gets mixed up. But what the Gemara does not discuss is whether you have a suffix trefa gets mixed up with many others. And therefore, the Rabbi Natam said, that's a classic shaker, noli mutter. Okay, the suffix trefa gets mixed up with others. That's mutter, because it's like any other suffix. The sfeik sfeika we gave last time, other examples of sfeik sfeika. That's Rabbeinu Tam. But Tosus goes on to quote there, Rabbeinu Yitzhak Bar Baruch, the Rebala Tosus disagrees. And he says, no, the Gemara is one phrase. It's usfeika asura. And if that sfeika then gets mixed up with others, okay, then it's also asura. The whole tarot is going to be asura. Okay, so you look at the Gemara differently. So the second case is taka sofik trefa gets mixed up with others, and the Gemara is saying that it's also. So apparently, sfeik sfeika doesn't work. And the question is, why not? Sfeik sfeika is a din that we're making called tarkula, according to Benot Tam, understand. The Gemara never discussed that case because the classic sfeik sfeika is mutter. But according to the Re, what do you mean? Why should be a problem? Washing sfeik sfeika works. So here's what we introduced. The Reeve says that these are two totally different sfeikas. One is a sfeik that's what's called sfeik echad beguf. There's something inherently, there's a sfeik about the item itself, independent of being mixed with other things. And then there's another sfeik echad b'tarubis. It gets mixed up in a mixture. And when you pick one up, you don't know which one it is. Okay, so according to the Reeve, that doesn't qualify as a sfeik sfeika. Because in order for sfeik sfeika, the two sfeikas have to be what we call b'shem echad or inyan echad. They have to be the same, you know, it's the same, you know, manifestation, the same sfeik. Here's two totally different sfeikas. Just because it happened to be two sfeikas regarding it in doesn't make it a sfeik sfeika. That's what the Re holds. Sfeik echad beguf, sfeik echad b'tur, doesn't qualify as a sfeik sfeika. I'm saying this explanation in the Re based on the Rashbora, who said at the end of this, I'm in source 10, in the Bais Rav Bais Dal Shar Beis, because at first the Re seems to say that a suffix echad beguf, a suffix beguf, an inherent suffix in the item itself, can never lead to a sfeik sfeika. Once you have suffix beguf, it can never lead to a sfeik sfeika. Okay, and therefore he wonders, what if you have, he would say that sfeik sfeika is when two, like we discussed back in Sifches, when you have a double suffix regarding a tarobis, this gets mixed up with this, and some of that gets mixed up with that. That's a sfeik sfeika. Okay, you have the two sfeikas. In the realm of tarovas, Okay, and the Mashbor said, well, what if you have two sfeikas in the realm of the guf? Okay, so he said, sounds like the Ri is saying that wouldn't work because he understands, he first interprets the Ri as saying that once you have a safek echad beguf, it'll never lead you to sfeik sfeika. But the Rashbam rejects that because we had that Gemara Ksubas, okay, about a man who tainted that his wife is not, when he got married, tainted his wife is not a basula, right? Pesach Pesach Matzah, see the Gemara Ksubas Daftes, which we had back in, where was it, source one at the beginning of this packet. So the man said, the Gemara says he's believed, okay? And the Gemara brings up a sfek sveka because maybe Taka, she's not a psula, but maybe she had bia before the Erisin, before the Kiddushin. So it was low taftok. She had bia 10 years ago when she was in college or whatever, 5 years ago. So that doesn't make her, that doesn't mean she violated an issur. She wasn't, you know, so it's not a psula, okay? And number two, even if it happened after the Kiddushin, right, when there's a problem, but maybe she was raped, okay? Maybe it was an answer. So anyway, that's the Gemara calls it a sfeik. Gemara accepts that, okay? And the Gemara says, well, that case is different, okay? But whatever the details of that case are, the Gemara says the Rashbo seems to accept that both those sfeikas are beguf, right? There's no tarubas here. And yet the Gemara calls it a sfeik sfeika. So apparently, even though there's a suffix beguf, that does not preclude a situation of sfeik sfeika from emerging. That's the Rashbo's tana. Therefore, the Rashbo says that we could not have meant the way he first understood that a suffix beguf can never lead you to sfeik sfeika. And that's what the Rashbo says, what I already explained to you not. I explained to you before, okay, that it's not that not the suffix beguf automatically precludes the possibility of sfeik sfeika. Rather, he says sfeik sfeika only works when both sfeikas come. That can't work. Why not? Because there's lack of simultaneity. The sfeik sfeika is when the two sfeikas come up at the same time. Here, in the case of the beitza, you have a sfeik, the trefa, that was one sfeik. And later on, this egg got mixed up with other eggs. It doesn't have simultaneity. So basically, they have to treat each sfeik separately. But you'll see a sfeik trefa. We'll resolve that sfeik whatever way we resolve it. But it's already it's off the table. It came and wiped off the books. Okay, it's not in the discussion anymore. That stuff has been resolved. So now you can't, now if some other stuff it comes up later, the Rashbo says in explaining the read, you can't now say, oh, now it's a sfeik sfeika. What do you mean? You already resolved that first sfeika. Okay, or should have, right? That sfeika is, out of the equation. So once that sfeika is out of the equation, you can't now combine it with another stuff that happens later on. So that's the idea. The only problem with that is, that then why will two suffix with a double tarova suffix work? It's also not simultaneous. First it gets mixed up with one batch, and later it gets mixed up with the other batch. So if this svar is correct, that the Ri's rejection is based on the fact that suffix echad beguf, suffix echad tarovas don't happen at the same time, in order for suffix fake to work, it has to happen at the same time. And there's logic to that position. Because again, if you have suffix at this moment, so you resolve that suffix. Now a half hour later or 2 days later, whatever, another suffix comes through, you can't now go back and say, oh, it's a suffix fake. What do you mean? You already took care of that suffix, theoretically. So yeah, but then the problem is, so why by a double tarovas suffix does that work? Okay, it's the same thing. That also didn't happen at the same time, right? I mean, it's the same problem. Okay, that should also be out of the equation. So that's when he says depends whether, and it's a bullshit also, we can say that it depends on what the nature of that original suffix was. If that original suffix was a deraisa, say nachanami, we pass on sveik deraisa lechumim, and Rashbo is like many of you shown hold sveik deraisa lechumim is minat Torah. Discussed that last week. So taka, that suffix has already been resolved. And that suffix, you can't now, even with double tarovs, you can't mix it with something else because it's already resolved with chumah. Okay. But, okay, when we'll say, let's say in the case we're talking about here, when there's a suffix, yavish b'yavish suffix in chatichos, and the problem is it's a chaticho liskabi, that's all drabanan. When the whole original suffix, the whole original problem is chumah drabanan, there we don't remove the original suffix from the equation. That's what he's saying. The original suffix is still alive. Okay, we resolve it today, because only the Rabbanon and so on will keep it alive. So that, therefore, suffix echad suffix echad tarubas doesn't work. Either because the suffixes don't work simultaneously, but then A, they lack simultaneity, but B, the first suffix is suffix doraisa. So once we say the first suffix is doraisa, we pass on the chumrah, it's out of the equation. You know what I'm saying? The first suffix is out of the equation. That's what we say. That's the Rashbo. So we look in the Shulchan Aruch now. Let's look at 11. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siftes, Suffik treifa shenis arav b'acheres kulon asuris adche beheter kedelavata leisim udvarim is batlin. Okay, obviously, if it's you know not a chatichah iskabed, it's not a balchai, whatever davar choshev. Okay, so you have a suffik treifa there mixed up with others. We're talking about eggs. We're talking about meat. Doesn't matter. Suffik treifa they got mixed up with other things. Kulon asuros. Okay. Now says the mechaber shekevan shesuffik harishon hoya begufo ain la tiro misveik sveika. Okay, so that's how he paskins. Because the original suffik was about the piece of meat or about the egg itself, and the suffik treifa. Okay, so now gets mixed into tarovis. So that's how he's learning. Okay, not like about the time he's learning. He's learning like the re. Okay, that you can't combine them. Okay, and therefore shekevan shesuffik harishon hoya begufo. The original suffix was inherent in the item itself and not nothing to the tarovus. And now it's mixed up with the tarovus later on. Ain lot term is misek seker. So time is the so passes in the chaber. Ramah adds though, ago, v'yesh omrim hatam de osur, says the Ramah, the whole suffix who isumit oraisa. Okay, below nucha lomer oats, suffix she'ain kanisu. He goes the other way. Okay, or he modifies it. He said it's only true if the original Isser is Doraisa. But we'll have to see later, is the Ramah coming to be Machmer Meikel? We'll see, or just a comment. We'll see the Shach has three ways of learning that. We'll see in a moment. But the Ramah writes, Yishom Atam Da'osar Hov Asafek Harisim Doraisa. Therefore, Velo Nuchal Omar Od Safek She'en Kanis. We can't tell Safek, what do you mean? It's a Safek Doraisa. And we're probably going with Rover Yishonim Hov, the Tzeke Doraisa, the Chumamina Torah. Okay, like the way he said before at the end, because for Rover the Rishonim hold the sake of the rice of the Minat Torah. So Mela, you can't say what misafik. There's no issue. There is an issue. Rakshin is Arab Acherim. The only thing is got mixed up with others. So therefore lo mikus sake of also. So the Mechaber seems to be saying, you know, you can't combine the goof with the Torahs. That's what he says because you can't. The language of Mechaber is you came and shesafik originally, but goofo. Right. That's the ikuv over here. That's what's holding back the application of sake. And the Ramon says what's holding it back is the fact that it's the rice in the mix over here. Okay. In other words, the Mechaber seems to be saying whether it's the rice or the Rabbanim, I don't care. As long as there's a suffix beguf, that already you know knocks out the possibility of advancing to Sfeik Sveika. And therefore, it doesn't matter. With Ramon only holds it to, you know, to the rice. So it comes out, basically, you put it all together. So, you know, the three shitas, so to speak. According to Rabbanu Tam, like, which does not seem to be quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch at all. According to Ben Tam, there's always a Sfeik Sveika. I don't care if it's Beguf, I don't care if it's Batarovis, I don't care if it's Daraisa, I don't care if it's Rabbanan. Whenever you have a double Sfeik, so that's it. Okay? And Mechaber says, no. Mechaber says you can't combine Sfeik Echa Beguf and Sfeik Echa Batarovis, neither by Daraisa nor by Rabbanan. And the Ramah is kind of in the middle. Okay, by a Doraisa, he agrees with the Chaber. You can't combine them. The first initial suffix is Doraisa, then you can. But if the initial suffix is Rabbanan, then perhaps it'll go with Aben Atam that you can say Sveik Sveika. So that's what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach, a couple important Shachs here. The Shach in Sukkot and Samach Aleph, 12. Okay, the Shach in Sukkot and Samach Aleph raises a question. It seems to go a little bit against something we mentioned earlier, okay, in Sivches. The Shach Sukkot and Samach Aleph, right, Shehel 12, Shekeven, Shasovik, Rishon, Begufo, Klomar, the low domula base Tarubas, that Tarubas Hashemi Mutter Mitam Sveik Sveika. Okay, when you have, first explains the Chaber. When you have Sofik Echa, Beguf, Sofik Echa, Tarubas, not the same thing as two Tarubas. The Hosama Sofik, Rishon, Ahab, Beguf, Rak, Tarubas. Mashenu, Kena, Sofik, Ahab, Rishon, Begufo, Mechain, Kasatur, Rashbo, and so on. But the problem is, 1 second, Aval Kasha, the Tur Rashba, Poskim, Lo Tzrucha L'Chilgzeh L'Shitosom, the Sfila, the Tarovus Hashemi Mutter. Let's remember what it said back in Sivches. Remember back in Sivches, it says you need three mixtures. Remember? Okay, the Shach is asking, back in Sivches, we only are Matir when there's a third Tarovus. We discussed that last week, right? When there's a third Tarovus, all right? According to Rashba, Rashba was one who held it there too. So that's why he needs this reason. So what's the problem over here? What's the problem over here? The problem over here is you can't combine goof and tarovis, and that can't be the two. In other words, the Rashbola, she taught us on the tour, and others who quote that Rashbola, we pointed out last week, who holds it, no, they never need, and again, that's also a Girsa question. It's about Acheros, Acheros, Be'acheros, Okay, we had different girsas. We spoke about that last week. So you follow. So according to Rashba says the Shach. I understand why you have to come up with this reason. Of reason is fake, fake. It doesn't work here. Is because Safek Echad Beguf and Safek Echad Betarubis. Okay, I understand that. But according to Rashba, I understand it because the two Tarubis never works. Okay, I'm two Tarubis usually works. Here it doesn't work when two Tarubis only works when both are Tarubis. Both are Suffolk and the Tarobas. They got mixed in and part of them got mixed into another Tarobas. Good. But according to what we said before, you need three Tarobas in order for it to work. So what's the Chiddush that we ask in this case? They look in the language. Suffolk Trefish, that's how the Mechaber begins of Test 11. Suffolk Trefish is Arba Chayrus. Of course it doesn't work. There's only two things here. Only one Tarobas. So according to the Mechaber, basically, Shach is asking, what do we need this reason? Of Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad Betarubis, okay, you only have two things anyway, right? And by the Shach leaves the Tzarchim. I don't know if we have to come up with a fancy explanation. He says, V'chein Kosha al Arab. The Ramah also, the Ramah had to bring in, well, the first Safek is Doraisa. Again, the Ramah didn't argue in Sivches that he holds you need three Tarubis. So that's why it doesn't work. So that's the Kasha with the Shach. Raised and leaves the Tarchian. He doesn't understand why you have to come up with all this. According to them, according to Rashba, I understand. Because Rashba says that a double situation it works. Well, we require three. So what do you need to say this for? That's the kasha of the Shach. We have to have this other kind of fancy reason for. So Acharnim try to answer the Berhetev 13. It's in Kotan Chavzayin. Berhetev answers that they're not the same thing. It's Pirsha Shach. He quotes the Shach. He quotes the kasha and so on. And he says on the fourth line of 13, the Ber Hatim is caught in Chavzayim. Says the lean near, usually the Ber Hatim just kind of summarizes what the Shach and the Taz or in Orchaim with the Ravom and the Taz said, but occasionally he comes up, he asks a question. So the Ber Hatim was just written as kind of like a short, it's a synopsis of the earlier Achon on the page. But anyway, here he says something else. The lean near the Lokasha meeting, the fourth line of 13, the lean near the Lokasha meeting. When did the Mechaber require a third Tarobas? That's what we're talking about over there. We're talking about Dover Choshev, Balchai or Dover Choshev. That was the case. Okay, we're talking there about a Dover Choshev. She'eno Batel. L'chach posa Mechaber to be the Gimel Tarobas. She'betoros harishon of Shachom or Mechad b'tzrei Batel. Why did the Barbaritim say that? That was a very good answer. I'm surprised the Shach didn't say it, but... Right. So what was the reason why the first Tarobas, quote unquote, doesn't count? Right? When we said we played it out last week. Why didn't the first Tarobas count as anything? According to that Shita, not like the Rosh Bowl, like the other Rishonim. It tells the other Rishonim. Okay, so we said because the first Tarobas, since we're dealing with the Dabar Chash, there's no Bittel there. So that doesn't count. That situation, quote unquote, is resolved. It's not a suffix. There's no I think we had the, in fact, I think the way I explained from the Rav, it's Mafkia, the shame Tarova. It's not a Tarova. The first one doesn't count, right? So that's why. So therefore, there's no Batalacha. That's why the Mechaber, Chach Pasek and Mechaber, the Megimot Tarovas. The Tarovas original, Shach Lom, Mechaber Trey Batal, because it's a Dover Chashub. But the Kanmar, the Dvar Shem Chashub. But here we're talking regular things, okay? Lechach ain't Tarach, the base Tarovas. That's the Barhita. That's why there's a Chilik. That answers the Shach's Kashim. Okay, the Behetiv says that over there we're talking about Dover Chashuv, here we're talking about regular things. And regular things, the first, what's the matter? Why shouldn't the first Tarobas count towards anything? There's Bittel, the Bittel were over there. Right? So that's and therefore that does count. And that's why you have to come up with a different reason why it doesn't count, namely because it's Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad Betarubis. Or because, like the Ramah says, it starts with a derisive problem in the mix. That's the Behetiv's teretz. Rosh HaShulchan, and Sif Pei Dalad here. Simon Kufiyot Sif Pei Daud 14. He said, "Vinei Gedolei Achronim Hikshu Arabosena Bala Shulchanoch Loma Hutzu Chulachol Zeh." Right, that was the Kasha Shach. What do we need all this for? The Kevin Shaposku Sif Cheske Rambam the Matzur Gimel Tarobis in Kain Afilim Nidon Sofek Trefik Tarobis Gomer. Even if we can combine Guf and Tarobis, right? A Sofek Trefa, there's a Sofek in the Guf, can be combined. It's considered the same as the Tarobis. Even if we do that. Still, Havel Kishnei Tarobis. It's only me. Again, according to Rashba, it's not a problem. But according to the way the Mechaber Paskins, it is a problem. Shach's Kasha. Im Kain, Lama Hutsu Kulatam Lacherim. Okay? So he says, Lani, as Daiti Lo Kasha, I have a different teretz. Shekvar Biyan, the Das Harambam, the Matzah Gimel Tarobis, Balkorcha, whom we shum, the Mashra Tarobis, we shun, Kol Achas Kivadai Iser, Velo Kishi Sophic. Okay, it's a little different of an angle, okay, than the Berhetiv says. He says that according to the Rambam, we view everything in the first Harovas as a Vada Yisr, okay? The Vada Yisr, right? Below Kis is Suffolk. All right, in Cain Vada Yisr, all the Hokka, but Suffolk Yisr, Agu, Vataras, Avshin, Vata, were over. The Hossam, Shavur, Abonok, and Vada Yisr. But Mekan, ain't all a Suffolk Yisr. He said, maybe it's because not, but maybe it's almost the same as the Berhetiv, but I was thinking maybe he was saying more like what the Rav said, that the Yisr is the Mafkiya, there's no Bittles, Mafkiya, the Shame Tarovas. Right, you know, you want to say, you can argue that it's more or less the same tarot as the Barhita. But anyway, that's how these Achronim answer the Shach's Akasha over there. Lastly, for this Anav, the Shach in Sukkot and Samach Beis in 15 says really there are different ways to learn what the Ramos says. Because there were, again, the Mechaber, look back in 11 in the Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber said, Sofek Trevis and Arbacher is cool in Asuras. Why should Kevin should suffer Grisha Magufo? Ain't la term is fake fake. Who comes the Ramos? The Yeshoma Tam the Osir Hova Sofek Grisha Magufo. What is Ramo coming to do here? Okay, is Ramo what way is Ramo arguing? Shach says really three ways. He says Latam Arab, Batal. The first way to learn this is in Sukkot and Samach Beis 15. Okay, the first way to learn the Shach. Okay, the first way to learn the Ramo is Ramo is Mekel. Okay, when you have six Seka, Sofek Echa Beguf, Sofek Echa Betarovis. That's why I explained it before. If we're dealing with an Issa Drabanan. Okay, this is Rabban. Let's say this is Rabban on Gvina Sakum, which is Raul Iskabe. Fancy cheese, right? Now that's a Suffolk, and we're not sure what this cheese was made by a Jew or Goy, right? So it's Gvina Sakum, maybe it's a Suffolk Gvina Sakum, okay, which is Chatichol Iskabe. So we know Suffolk, the Goy Suffolk is a Jew, and now it gets mixed up with other cheese. So this is a Rabban all the way. According to Shulchan Aruch, it's to be answered. Because the Suffolk Echad Begof is this Gvina Sakum of Gvina Israel. And then Suffolk Echad Begof gets mixed up with other bricks of cheese. So Mamela, according to Mechaber, he'd have to be Machmer in such a case. According to Ramo, say, no, I'm a Mekel over here because there's no Issa Daraisa in this conversation. Okay, so therefore he's coming to be Mekel. Okay, because the whole Issa is Rabbanan to begin with. That's one way. On the fourth line of the Shach, printed here in 15, Ve'ev Shalomar, but he gives a second teretz. Okay. Maybe the Ramo is machmer because the Shulchan Aruch he says he only asks when the sfek sfeka d'oraisa, okay, when there's a sfek sfeka d'oraisa, it could be that the Mechaber holds that the sfek sfeka d'oraisa, let me just think it through, is only a problem even by a d'oraisa. Even by a Daraisa, and you can look at the other way. Even by a Daraisa, the Mechaber will be Machmir and eliminate Sveik Sveika only if Sveik Echa Beguf and Sveik Echa Betarovas. Okay? Whereas Ramo is saying, no. Ramo is saying any Sveik Sveika, whether it's a Daraisa, whether it's Beguf or not, is already going to be awesome. So that's the other angle. The other side is the Ramo is Machmir. We at least have cases with Ramos Macha, Ef Shalomar, Daf Mechaber, Lo Komar, Echad, Elahecha, the Suffolk, we don't know, but he says it could be, Daf Mechaber, Lo Komar, Elahecha, the Suffolk, Arishan, or Begufa, Osim, and Torah. Right? That the Mechaber agrees with the Ramos statement that it has to be a Daraisa problem in the mix, but he goes further and says, but it's only a problem if Suffolk, Echad, Beguf, Suffolk, Echad, Betarovas. And the Ramos says, no. Once there's a Daraisa discussion, once there's a Daraisa in the mix, then I don't care if it's Suffolk Echa Beguf, so it's still going to be also no Sveik Sveika. You follow? That it comes out in the Chumra, right? That you could read it that way. Again, we don't know what the Mechaber holds, whether about the Daraisa or the Rabbanan issue. Right, and the third possibility is of Efshar, the Ma'ar Mechar Ma'ar Pligi. Okay, that they're not going to Machalkis at all. They're not arguing at all. The Ramo is just adding. Okay? In other words, he agrees. And Achanam, the Mechaber said is right. Suffolk Echa Beguf, Suffolk Echa Tarovas cancels out or precludes Sveik Sveika. And I'm adding something else. Also, if there's a Daraisa in the mix, it also precludes. Mechaber may not disagree with that. So that's how Shach says different ways to learn what he means. Okay? That's the end of Anavon. Just to elaborate, I'm not going to read inside. It's in my piece from Rav Shimon Shkop in the Shaar Yosher. If you want to read, I printed it in 20, the Shaar Sveika's Perek Yud Tes. Printed at 20, Os Reitz Tzadi Reitz Tzadi Aleph, just another approach But I entitled this Anaf, and we discussed this already. So, but I entitled this Anaf, Amachokas be sold din Svek Sveker. How and why does Svek Sveker, we touched upon it already. How and why does Svek Sveker work? How does it work? Okay. So the Rashba, and it's interesting, at least I found it's clearer in the Tshuva than in the Taras HaBayis. The Tshuva I printed on a basis of source 16, Chelek Aleph, Siman Tov Aleph. Okay, we're basically, and it works it through, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the issue is, how does it work? I quote the Warren Bates and others, but he's, how does it work? How does Svek Sveker work? Okay, let's remember that according to him, okay, according to, you know, we said, well, we'll see in a moment, but according to the Rashba, let's remember that a Sveker d'oraisa is the Chumra Min HaTorah. Okay, so therefore now, what about Svek Sveker? So why we make, quote unquote, Svek Sveker? The answer is basically, he said, look at his words, it works like Rove works. Okay, because basically, you have a 50-50, but in one of the 50, there's Vaita. So therefore, when you do the math, it comes out that the Rove is pointing to the Maker. That's what is Fake Faker. I feel that's the Lashon was a Fake Faker. I feel it's himself also, but Suffolk maybe, you know, so therefore, according to the Rashba, he says it, and we said it to explain the Shita. That basically it operates based on rove, okay? Because in effect, look at the last words that I printed here. Avo b'sveik sveika, kulan mutaris mishin v'chol chadav chadav ika trey sveiki. There's another suffix in the mix. So it removes it more towards the rove being that it's mutter. Right? When there's a sveik sveika, there's a doubt, okay, then we have to be careful. But if there's a double doubt, okay, then there's another suffix in the mix, and therefore it's mutter. Again, it looks like it's based upon the issue of Rove, okay? In the Beder Kabbai, and again, I'm not that he doesn't say this in terms of advice, right? It's clear, okay, but either way, we understand that according to Rashba, it works based on Rove, okay? That's how Svek Sveker works, based on Rove. The Ra'or, in the Beder Kabbai, is by Zal Shar Beis, okay? And again, he quotes the Ksubas by Pesach, Mesuach, and so on, and he basically says that Svek Sveker, you know, and it was the truth of the matter is, that's a further question. Is Svek Sveker is that at a deraisa level? Okay, well, according to Rashba, well, it works by Rove. You know, it works on its Rove. Okay. But the Ra'or says that really, Svek Sveker, he also going to say Svek Sveker must be a din deraisa because that Gemara Ksubas that we talked about last time, right, with Pesach Pesuach, is willing to use it. Mater, a woman who had relations with a woman who had, you know, was Mizana, Tachas Bala. Okay, whatever, you know, but he said the Ra'or says that no, that's not really what it was. Okay, it's not, it doesn't work like that. Really, Doraisa, we shouldn't allow Svek Sveker either. Okay, it doesn't say why, but we'll try and explain why. Okay. Really, though, Svek Sveker cannot resolve what comes out is. See, according to the Rashba, Svek Sveker and the works on Rove will help in the Raisa problems too. Okay, may not be able to combine Echad Beguv, Echad Tarov, it's fine. Let's say they're both Beguv, it can solve the Raisa problems, and that's why it works in Ksubis to possibly to matter the woman. There's no Tarovis there, right? Because Svek Sveker works to matter the Raisa issues also. But there are all holds not, so there are all holds, it's all Dindra Bonan. Okay, it's almost like it's a hey mamru be hey mamru kind of situation. Okay, when we have an issa drabanan. Okay, after all, let's remember the one of the cases we had in Avodah Zarah, the case with the rings. Okay, remember the case of the rings in Avodah Zarah. All right, so we're not dealing with the daraisa there because the rings are batal barov. We're only dealing with the din drabanan. Okay, the daraisa chad betray batal. He says the Gemara Ksubas. So he says the Gemara Ksubas is not really dealing with the Din Doraisa either. Okay, it's just because the woman has. Well, that's what the Gemara concludes with a chazaka. She has a chazaka that she's a muteris. Okay, so she's a cheskas heter. So they have a chazaka. So the Doraisa loves from muteris. What? Why? So what's the issue there? So basically, he doesn't use this terminology, but he says basically, you know, you've heard that in the realm of issues, mala also biyufsim. Rabbanu, we don't want to rely on a Cheskes Hetas. We have another reason. It's Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru. So according to Ra'or, really Svek Sveker does not work the way we used to think that it works. Okay? It's basically it's Rabbanan. It's Sveika Rabbanan Lakula. Okay. And even when there's this reason to be strict, if you have a Sveika, then we'll be Mekel. That's what comes out. Okay. They Sveika Rabbanan Lakula. But when we have a Sveika, for some reason, well, we can't apply that Kula. The Rabbanan said we have to be more strict in this case. Malah Sobiyuchsin, Avod Azara, whatever other issues. So then we have a Sveika, we'll be Mekel. That's how. There all seems to learn if I read it correctly. And again, I don't think most hold like that. Okay, most hold like that. Ketosis that we saw over there, what is ours, it's true, the woman does have a cheskes heter. Okay, on the other hand, the cheskes heter, but she also had a chazaka that she had a psulim before, right? So the toast and others, those chazakas can't sell. Okay, but that's the Ra'ah. The Pnei Yoshua, I think we said this, the Pnei Yoshua there in Ksubas, source 18. Sure, there in Ksubas, Tesamad Allah, Dumas with Lo Tzvich of Eshus Kohen. So he says, really, and we said this true. I mean, we went this through, you can read the Pnei Yoshua, but that's why I explained it. He said, according to the Rambam, we understand very well how Sveika works. Right? I explained the first day. He says, because the Rambam and others, and I said most Rishon who agree with the Rashbam, let's remember the Rambam, hold that Sveika the Rais of the Chumra is only the Dindar Abana to begin with. Okay, Sveika Darbon Chumra, Hayna Darbonim, he says. In Cain, Ika Lememit, in the Hid, Amir, Sveika Lakula, Hanam Shum, Dabai Sveika Darbonim. You mean the Rice of Echad, Sveika Nabishari. In Cain, Sveika Shena, Sveika Darbon Lakula. Anytime you have a Sveika, so even if the first din is a din Doraisa, but according to the Rambam, Sveika Doraisa is the Chumra only Darbonim, you're not Torah, it's Mutter anyways. I, the Rabbonim said, don't rely on it. Rabbonim said, don't say, but it's really Sveika Doraisa is cool. Rabbanan said, no, we're going to institute the Tzveika Dereis of the Chumra. But who instituted that? Rabbanan. So now if I have a Tzveika, it's a Tzveika on the Din Rabbanan. It's a Tzveika on the Din Rabbanan. So therefore, Tzveika Rabbanan Lakula. Okay? The difference is, if a Lachachma or a Tzveika Dereis of the Reis, okay, it discusses that issue. But anyway, the Pnei Yoshua presents it that way. Okay? And he works it into the case of Ksubas. Also, that's what he's talking about. To finish that point up, we're coming to Shemishkup, one other relevant issue, and that is the Prima Godin here on this shot in Simkut Yud Simkut in Samach Beis 19. Okay, so he basically says, and we kind of said it, okay, one second. Yeah. In other words, basically, so far, okay, the Rashbos have the opinion that Sveika is, if you will, an offshoot of Rove. Okay, the Ra'ah, it's Sveika is based on the second suffix being Yedin Darabanan. Okay, so it's kind of like an offshoot of Sveika Darabanan Lakula. Okay, and there are Sveika Daraisa cases. So then the Pnei Yoshua comes in and says, no, because we're machma over there because the Rambam holds Omekel over there because the Rambam holds Sveika the Rice of the Kula only Din Rabbanan to begin with. All right, all right. The problem is, what if you hold not like the Rambam? Let's summarize again. The Rashba holds the Sveika is basically an offshoot of Rove. The Bet HaKabayis Ra'ah holds that it's an offshoot of Sveika the Rabbanan Lakula. Not because of he doesn't mention the Rambam. But rather because he says that all the cases are Drabonim cases. So therefore you see it only applies when they're dealing with the suffix Drabonim. The Pnei Yoshua kind of explaining that or elaborating that says, well, because that's because the Rambam and other Rishonim hold that Sveika Drabonim, the Sveika Rice is the Chumra only Drabonim anyway. But the Pnei Yoshua deals with, yeah, but one second, but let's say it don't hold like that. Let's say it hold like the Rashba. Right, now the Rashba himself got no problem. He says it's based on Rove. But if you don't go for that, so then what's it going to be based on? So if you hold not like the Rambam, the Minotaurah, Sveika the Rice of Chum is Minotaurah, so then, can Sveika work other than through Rove? You know what I mean? According to Rashbo is home free. Okay, Rashbo says Sveika is an offshore of Rove. The Ra'ah says Sveika is an offshore of Sveika the Rabbanan Lakula, Hemor, Hemor, and then because all the cases are Rabbanan cases, then extended the Rabbanan Lakula. Pnei Yoshua says that according to the Rambam, there's no problem either. Because also Sveika is an offshoot of Sveika Lakula is an offshoot of Sveika Rabbanan Lakula, because every suffix deraisa is really Lakula midaraisa. It's only Rabbanan made the Chumra, so suffix on it is a Din Rabbanan. But the question is the That Pesach was very nice. He says, "B'shalom shi'at Rambam." What about everybody else? So that's the Pugar was bothered by it. It's very nice, you know. But before we get to that point, we answer that. The Prugarim basically presents here that there are three ways to understand the read. I don't want to go over again. Three to understand, and again, because the read was the one who mentioned that there's a problem, right? Again, the read in Beitza, the Gemara in Beitza, the way the read reads it, says that the Sfeika Trefa, which gets mixed up with others, is all Osir. And by the time reads it as two different things. Sfeika Sfeika Trefa is Osir, and a Svada Trefa gets mixed up with others, is also Osir. Good. But if it would be a double Sfeika, if the Sfeika Trefa gets mixed up with others, we mutter. Sfeika, but that's not how the reread. So that, again, we saw different to summarize. We've got to summarize it. We have different ways of understanding the re, okay? Because the re says, Nisarva Sveika Koi, right? In the case of Nisarva and that Gemara Beitza is on a Sveika. So what's the problem? Why isn't it Sveika? So it says, Shita Achas, second line of 19, the people got him right, Das Haral, okay? The Lo Sharina El Kishasa Sveik Echad Shorim Minat Torah, with Rabbanon Osir. That's one way to look at it. One suffix is, if the original suffix is mutam in a Torah, okay, and only the Rabbanon Osir, then they make it with Sveik Sveika. Mashaino Kain, if they're dealing with it like a suffix trefer, dealing with the rice, they begin with nothing to talk about, which is how the Ramor said it and so on. That's one way to learn it, okay? Ashita Beis, the Ramor says, you could say that suffix echad beguf, or suffix beis, but second suffix is betarubis, is dafka if it's beguf, then that chilek of guf and Torah is the sure third shita is the Rashba, okay, and that is basically might make a chilek if there's something midoraisa here, because again the Rashba says the whole suffix the Rashba admitted that suffix deraisa chumra is deraisa, so he said is it deraisa here, he might be machmer as well. So let me read through the Prima Godim to see how it spells out. But getting back to our question, the question is how, if we hold not like the Rambam. And we hold, like the Rashba, that Sveika the Reis L'chum is min ha-Torah, which is how the majority of Rishonim seem to learn. So how does Sveika work? So the Rashba said, Rove. But is there a way to get it to work without Rove? Okay, and not saying it's only during Darbana. So that's what the Shimon Shkop discusses here in the Shari Yosha, Shar Aleph, Shar Sveika is very good, that's on those 220. He basically introduces a third pshat in Sveika. Okay, and basically as he sowed is, he has an interesting point. He says, look at the beginning. We should read through it. It's if you like Shimon type pieces, but he says like this. He says, notice that the language, nearly, let's read the beginning of Reisani. Nearly, Kishin, Dayak, Belishna, Dashas, almost fake Sveika, but almost Tom, hello, Bez Sveika. What's the loss of fake Sveika? Just say there are two Sveikas, right? There are two Sveikas in this country. What is fake Sveika? So the MS. Ain ribu hasfekas garmim heter. It's not the multiplicity of sfekas that caused the heter. Lo mar kevadika rov tzadim lahater she nechshav keruba lahatera. Not like the Rashba says. It's exactly what it is. That's what Rashba says. Exactly what it is. It's rov. There's other sfekas in the mix that minimizes the leniency, the leaning to be machmer because they're odds or percentages, whatever. Okay, right? No, so now that there's another suffix, so the odds that it's a problem is less. Before it was 50-50, now it's 75-25. Right? Okay. But that's not what he says. He says, Ela inyan dabi suffix bis suffix. Sveik seka means there's a suffix on the suffix. Okay, there's a suffix on the suffix. All right, now how does that help us? So he said, look in Reish Tadiyala. B'yeser b'yur nemar the kiblu chazal Shnei ofana isurim. Chazal understood that the Torah asks two different things. Ha'echad, kol isuri Torah havadoim hamafurashim b'Torah. When there's vadai, okay, Torah says this piece of meat is awesome, okay? That's awesome. Vashenihu, azhora sofek after eno mefurash b'Torah. Rak al pihekes shekleif kibal nishonom uzhorim lachosh ala sofek. In effect, what he says is that the Torah tells you stay away from sfeikas also. That's how he understands. This is asur, it's mefurish. And even if something is not mefurish, if there's a suffix about it, you got to stay away from it also. That's how he says. He tries to bring riots for it. But now there's a suffix on that suffix, then the Torah never tells you to stay away. Okay? And that's what he says. Minatora, stay away from Sveikas. And that's why Sveika derives the Chumah. That's how he said Chazal understood. Okay, Sveika derives the Chumah Minatora. Again, like, not like the Rambam. Like the Rambam, why is Sveika derives the Chumah Minatora? Because that's what he says Chazal understood. The Torah wants you to stay away, not only from a Vada Yisr, but even from a Sufik Yisr. You know, it's like, he doesn't mention it, but you know, in the, it's almost like there's a separate Issa Midoraisa. Suffolk, Sveika Deraisa L'Chumra. In other words, what I think he's saying is like this. Tell me if I'm right. I think he's saying is that Sveika Deraisa L'Chumra is not, well, there's a Suffolk and a Deraisa, so therefore we better be Machmer. No, Sveika Deraisa L'Chumra means there's an Issa Deraisa not to get involved in the Suffolk. It's not Sveika Deraisa L'Chumra because, well, we're not sure, you better be in the safe. So more, there's a new Issa, so to speak. And there was a Doraisa not to get involved with a Suffolk either. I mean, it feels away the same coin, but it's just a different way to look at it. So what I think it's like is the following, you know, that's of Shimon. And therefore, Mamela, I'll get to my give me in a second. And therefore, Mamela, okay, so Sveika, a single Suffolk, okay. But it says of Shimon, but it never said that about a double Suffolk. So you can paskin like the Rashba, Sveika Doraisa, the Chumana Torah, yeah, one Suffolk. But when it's a double Suffolk, there's no rule you have to stay away from a double Suffolk. So it's sort of like, you know, there's a Sefer called the Sefer Charedim. The Sefer Charedim, nothing to do with calling people Charedim. Sefer Charedim is an early Achron who wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs, which organized all the mitzvahs of the Torah. You've seen in the past, right? Well, I think we probably quoted the past. Organized all the mitzvahs of the Torah in accordance with the parts of the body that are used for the mitzvah. These are the use of the mitzvah. These are the mitzvahs you do with your feet. These are the mitzvahs you do with the hand. These are the mitzvahs you do with your brain, the hasechel, the heart. Anyway, so in the Sefer Charedim, he speaks about the Suffolk Doraisa L'Chumah. And he said, where does it come from? It was a nice thing for him to suggest that it's a nice lumbus for Shimon to suggest that there's a new din, so to speak, that the Torah asks is staying away from the Suffolk. Where does it possibly come from? So the Charedim says that Kanyor comes, not quoting Shimon, it's from later, Uvacharta b'chaim. Uvacharta b'chaim. The Torah tells you, the end of Parshas Nitzavim, they choose life. So if you had a piece of meat in the fridge, completely kosher, and someone says, you know, I think I dropped some poison there. Would you eat it? Right? I mean, Uvacharta b'chaim, I'm not going to take the chance. Okay? I'm not going to take the chance. Right? Uvacharta b'chaim. So, is a suffix on the rice. You can't take the chance. You wouldn't want to take the chance. But already, there comes a point. You know, I guess anytime you open a can of food, it's possible that somebody dropped some poison. It's always possible. I did anything ever. There comes a point where life, you know, tells you to go on. You can't be cautious. You know, there are people who are nervous and so on. They never do anything. They sit in the seat. I mean, you know, it's always possible if you're walking the street, they are a long time, get hit by a car. It comes a point where you'll do it, right? You're not going to run in, you know, try and run across the highway, you know, in the middle of rush hour. Well, maybe rush hour you could because no cars are moving, but then, you know, you're not going to run across a busy street. You're not going to take the chance. So that's the idea. So it's a different type of analysis of Sveika, and that's why it works, because the Torah tells you to stay away from the single suffix, but doesn't necessarily tell you to stay away from the double suffix. With this Chakira, again, in mind, I just printed in 21 and 22, just so it's good for Shir Kali, I guess. But just to finish this Anaf up, and then we'll have to move on. I want to finish this today. So we keep it eager on that, on the Gemara Ksubas, Yud Beis and Beis. Kedemasa El Adshla, Arastich, and so on, the whole issue of Pesach Pesuach, and that big Sugya. So we keep it eager, brings up, we're talking about a Sveik, you know, in Halacha. What about a Sveik in Mominus? Okay, that's what Rabbi Akiva is talking about over there. And I'm not going to spend the time. You can look. It's interesting to think. I guess good shir Chloe. What about a Sveik in Mominus? Okay. It could be the Nafkim and the Chaps over here. If you hold that Sveik is based on Sveik of the Banal Akula, okay, well, there's no Sveik of the Banal Akula by Dina Mominus. There's no such principle. It's a principle by Yisuf Heter. It's not a principle. We mentioned this in the past, right? The famous comment of the Mulligon, the three areas of Halacha, right? Ben Dam Ladam, Ben Din Ladin, Ben Negel Nega. Dam Adam is Dam Torah, Dam Tomei, so that's Yisuf Heter. Din Lid, Din Mamonis, and Negel Nega is Tumah Tara. And these are three separate, distinct areas of Halacha, which have their own rules, which is why the Gemara says, Yisuf Mamoni, Yolay Afin. Right? You can't necessarily make comparison. And one area where there's clearly a difference, is safek, because by basically had to we say safek the rice of the chum and safek the orla kula. By momentus we say amotz mechavel arava hamid dabra achas kosko. And we said we had this. It depends whether it's a shus or by tumatar. It depends on safek so shurab mishliyachid. We have different rules. So what comes out is if we're dealing with that the safek the orla kula, that's the mock of safek safek. Take it up on the kula, and it wouldn't be able to apply it by dina momentus. Okay, but if it's a rov, maybe it could. It's true that a general rule ain't holchim moment achar rov, but there's some cases where you do the different types of rovs and so on. So maybe this chakir, what the nature of sfeik sfeika is. Okay, and again with the Shimon's addition, that we want to stay away from a single suffix, but not a double suffix. Again, it could play a role over here in this question also. So that's the Bekiv Eger, and The Avnei Nezer, okay, the Avnei Nezer, the Tshuva, Chelek Archaim Siman Tov Pei Dalad, talks about a Sfek Sfeika by Mitzvahs. Okay, the particular case is you have an Esud, okay, that's one of the examples. Okay, but an Esud can't be Murkav. Murkav means when it's, when it's grafted from also a lemon, other fruits. So that's why on all the Esud box always says, Bilti Murkov, right? We have a chazaka, this pardes, this Bilti Murkov. It's a big problem one time, Bilti Murkov. Okay, let's say there's a suffix, it's Murkov or not. Okay, so we say Sveik Rabban Lakula, okay, or not. That's a question. We say Sveik Rabban Lakula and we're by mitzvahs or not. Okay, so finally, just to bring it back to our realm, to finish this unit up, to bring it back to our realm, so according to Rashba, okay, with the read, the way that we learned the read the first way, they can't combine guf and tarovas. Okay, why is that? Because if sfeik sfeik is based on rov, okay, then I can understand. Maybe you can't. The rov has to be with it. In other words, this chakira of what the nature, and that's why I entitled this little unit. What did I entitle it? Yeah, machlokas be so din sfeik sfeika. May play a role in this very question of what you can combine. Okay, if you argue that sfeik sfeika is based upon rove, so then you can make a good case. You can't combine a sfeik echad beguf and sfeik echad betarovas because they're two different realms. Okay, they're two different realms. So there's no greater rove now that this got mixed up. There's no greater rove that it wasn't a sfeik treifa. The rove. You can challenge the myth, right? In one way, it's the same, but otherwise, it's not lavdavka the same, right? Because the robe has to be within the same realm. Here, it's two different things. You can't just combine and say, now I have robe. You can understand why maybe we shouldn't combine them, okay? Otherwise, why not combine them? Words, if you hold it's all based on the Rabban Lakula, okay, so it's all Drabanan, so I can combine them. What's the difference what the nature is? And it's a bit of Tom holds, right? The bit of Tom Taka holds. Why can't you combine Sufik Echad Beguf, Sufik Echad Betarovas? Why not? He says, there's no why not. You can. You can. Why? Maybe because he holds the whole din is based on Sufik Echad Beguf, Sufik Echad Betarovas. Okay, so there's all Darabonans here, so we can make all. Sufik Echad Beguf, Sufik Echad Betarovas. Everything's Darabonan. But if you hold that it's based on Rove, maybe you can't combine different things. Okay. Another thing also that leads us to the next discussion, okay, which we'll finish up with. Okay, we'll see shortly about the sofek neged. What if it's sfeik sfeika neged a chazaka? Sfeik sfeika, in that case, in Ksuba, sfeik sfeika neged a chazaka. We'll see at the moment, and I'll finish up quickly. Okay, what if you have a sfeik sfeika neged a chazaka? All right, so again, if sfeik sfeika is built on rov, well, we have a cloud, ruba chazaka, ruba adif. So sfeik sfeika is based on rov. Okay, so sfeik sfeika will beat out the chazaka because it's all based on rov, and rov beats out chazaka. But if it's based on Sveik Rabban Lakula, Sveik Rabban Lakula may not work. Can I get a chazaka? You follow? So these are important. I mean, again, the sheer calling material, but it's just an important, distinction. And finally, I think I brought this up last time, even according to Rashba, okay, that it goes based on rove. But what if the roves are different numbers? What if one is, 51-49? I said before, well, it's 50-50 and then it ends up being 75-25. Not necessarily true. Depends on the nature of the rove. Maybe it doesn't get that high. Does that matter? In other words, if it's rove, okay, Maybe it, if it's based on Rov, you could argue that it doesn't matter as long as you end up with Rov. But it's based on Sfeika Labana Lekula. Maybe you have to have, you know, exactly a Sfeik HaShokol, and you can clear that way also. Okay, just to finish up, a couple of other horrors here on this matter, and that is the following. What role does, we said you can't combine certain things, right? You can't combine, at least according to the Shulchan rule, like three, you can't combine Sfeik Echad Beguf and Sfeik Echad Betarovus. Okay, it has to be Beguf Echad or Inyan Echad and so on. Okay, but what if, what role does finding out the Sfeik play, what's called Noda Tarubas, which we've discussed? So Shulchan Aruch goes on in 23, here in Siftas Ramo actually, okay, says, Aval im hoyu beis hasfeikas, im hoya kan iser klau, the nodu beis hasfeikas be yachad, then matir sfeik sfeik v'cholak v'fil b'derais iser derais of a gufa shalisir. In other words, the Ramah had said, but when there's a derais in the mix, you can't apply sfeik sfeik. But he says, when the two sfeikas were discovered simultaneously, then we'll allow sfeik sfeik, even if one of them is derais, and even if one is gufa and one is tarulis. So that's the... In other words, there's a further machlokas, and this machlokas is really the Beis Yosef, and Ramah should have printed the Beis Yosef. What if you had Sfeik Echad Beguf, Sfeik Echad Beturubus? Okay. But the Sfeikas came about or became known at the same time. Okay. They became known. There was simultaneity. Okay. Where, let's say you didn't find out. This was a mix of eggs. You didn't know that one till now that one of the eggs was Sfeik Trefi. That was already in the mix. It was already in the Tarobas when someone told, oh, you know, the one egg over there, that was a Sfeik Trefi. You didn't know that. Okay, so you could say that even the re would be makel in that case, because even the re would be makel in that case, that there you can combine Sfeik Echad Beguf, Sfeik Echad Betarobas, because the Tarobas was nolad at the same time. That's what the Ramah implies. Okay, and that works out very well if we said, like we said before, that the Rashbo says the whole issue is that, you know, the whole issue with Echad Beguf and Echad Betarobas is that it's not some of the Rashbo we started the shiur with, right? That Rashbo in 10 in the Bais Harav, you know, that Rashbo said that was the sword of the reed, that there's lacking simultaneity. Okay, but you have the simultaneity, it works. Okay? That therefore the reed would be remake them. All right? Yeah. But of course you could argue that it doesn't matter. Okay, and that's really what some suggest, that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when you found out about it. Lamaisa, the suffix was earlier. Okay, not when I found out that the mother egg was a trefa, but the chicken was this chicken was a trefa. You know, it matters when it actually happened. Okay, so that's an issue with Ramah. Anyway, he argues over here that the real would be make then you can be make them. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's what I want to point out on that. The Taz over here, Pinton Sivkot Yudalin. He quotes this din, and he said the Ramor got it from the Yisrael Heter. That the Sfeikas arise simultaneously, then there's no problem, but according to the Ri. And the Taz says, Lo Hivanti Dvar Melu Klal. Okay, I don't understand that at all. Okay, still, the Sfeikas are not being an Echad. Okay, the two separate issues. Okay, so if I have an egg that came into a Tarobas of other eggs, okay, and, you know, again, they're going to answer it because what's the difference, the Tarobas existed already. The Shach and the Kosa Kesef, the Shach and the Kosa Kesef disagrees. In 25, he disagrees. So again, we're dealing with Sfeik Sfeik Sfeikah, Sfeik Echad Beguf, Sfeik Echad. Even if it's Binyan Echad. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's one side. But then the Taz says the other one. Saying, "Please, please, right there." Let's only get the case straight here. Okay. Yeah. So he quotes this of a heter. Right, but if you knew one suffix before, then it'll be utter. Also, it's only mutter when you have it simultaneously. And that's what our paskins. But the Taz doesn't understand. The Taz at the end wants a Mekel, right? The Taz wants a Mekel that, I'm sorry. So the Taz wants a Mekel as long as they're Paguf Echad. It's a shame Echad. Well, let me just read this again. In other words, the Yisav Heter says, this of a Heter says the Ramah is only Mekel if Haru Beis Sveikus and they came biyachad. Then Matirim Sveik Sveikum and Kol Mokom. But if not, yes, that's the point. I'm sorry. Yeah, Afilu Beis Sveikus of a Gufa Shalisa. Right. The Ramah is saying, if you look at the end, the Ramah is saying even if they're not two separate things, even if there's it's B'Shem Echad, it's B'Guf Echad, two Sveikus in the Guf. Okay, but you found out about it differently. That's enough to be Mekel. And that's what the Taz wonders about that. Is that true? Okay, the Taz says that's one thing. Okay, the Yisav Heter says in such a case, if they were Shem Echad and they found out one before the other, then it would be Taka Osir. Okay. Yeah. But the Taz call, who's he calling? The Masas Ben Yamin, calling somebody else who's Mekel on it. Yeah, Ben Yamin, that's the Masas Ben Yamin. He says he disagrees with this Ramah. Ki Pashadush Sake Sakas are they Shnei Torahs Mutar? I feel a note of in time. Right? He knows what he jumps over to is what if they're both in the Shame Echad? So Ramah seems to be saying that won't help. It has to be that you found out about the Torahs at the same time, at the same time. But if you didn't, then it never is going to work, even if it's Shame Echad, even if it's the same. Both goof, both terms, whatever. And that the Taz is Mekel. Taz quotes of Binyamin, Rainer of Binyamin, that's the truest Masas Binyamin. Okay. He said, no, that case is going to be Mutter. He said, Lo Mashgiach, Lo Hishgiach. Okay. Lo Hishgiach, Ain Lashgiach, Bahagozos, don't worry about this Ramah. Ki Poshu, she was fake, Sekha Shaydei Shnei Tarubas, Mutter, feel not of in time. He even found out of it different times. Okay. So that's what he says. The Klal Ha'ola, that's the key. Klal Ha'ola, was fake, Sekha. Calls to Suffolk Echad who also mitzad shu chosher in about the robe. Afal pishikar isim darbanan. Was Suffolk based on the other of Shulin's Arab law Mahani was six faker. Cave and chain of six in Echad. Ella be in and she snake so sacred they tarovas. We know them in time or mal of Lomori. See that? That he said the time says doesn't make a difference. And the Kuzak Kesef disagrees. Okay. And then the Shach disagrees with the Kuzak Kesef. And the Prichodesh and Simquatan Mem Zion. He holds like the Shach. He's machmer like the Shach. Okay, the last Indian here, a couple of long Shachs and Taz, which I want to bring with it inside. But the last issue here is, I alluded to a moment ago, Sveik Sveika Neged Cheskes Isser. Okay, if the Sveik Sveika Neged Chazoka. Sveik Sveika Neged Chazoka. So that starts with the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Lamed Hamed Aleph, 27. Okay, the Gemara writes, Atanan, Tomesh Yorod Litpo. Sofik tovo, sofik lo tovo. Afilu tovo, sofik tovo barboim sana, saw, sofik lo tovo barboim sana. Bechain shnei mikvos. Bachas yish barboim saw, bachas ain barboim. Barboim saw, of course, is the minimum for mikveh. Right? The tovo bachas mamino deme is on tovo. So seiko tome. Seiko tome. But then the Gemara says, Bemed, ramamurim betuma chamura. Rashi says, 28, Erevin laman heman al, betuma chamura. Shinitma betuma thomas amena Torah. Don't go avatuma, do the raisa, tuma chamura. Avatuma kala. The Rashi says drabonan he, okay, and the tone of drabonan. So then, kigon shachal ochlin tameim, b'shosam mashkin tameim, okay. Rabbah rosh haru of mayim shuvan, oshenafal rosh haru. Again, technicals with regard to technicalities regarding the tefila. Then we're going to say sveiko tar. So that's the that's what comes out from the sugyan erevin. All right, and what's the reason for this? So the Gemara in the Amud Vav Amud Aleph 29 says Rava Amar hasam time of the biyosi. Because the end of Yossi is Mitame, I should have read that before, okay? He said, all these fakers say, Yossi Mitame, why? Because Hame Tomel Chaskoso Ve'emelo Tolo. So you have all these fakers, okay? Rabiosi holds it doesn't help. Rabiosi also doesn't help. Why? So Rabbi says, because Hame Tomel Yossi, Hame Tomel Chaskoso Ve'emelo Tolo. Rashi, on Lamed Vav Aleph 30, Hame Tomel Chaskoso, Kule Chazok El Chumreika, Le Kuleka. All right. So anyway, you can look at the Gemara Erevin. That's the local case. But the bottom line is that all these sveikas don't seem to work against the chazaka. Okay, here you had an absolute chazaka. The guy was tummy. So now the question is, can you apply sveika al halacha? Can you apply sveika against the chazaka, against his chazaka? So the Rashba in that same tshuva that I mentioned before, but I'm just quoting one line over here, Chelek Aleph, Siman Tov Aleph, 31. Me'at and Isbar Ikar Shela, Dafilo Bishazik Yisura, Matirin Bo Sik Seika, Afilo Bodazar Chamura. Rashba Paskins Allah Chalamaisa, yes, Sik Seika works, even against the Chazoka. I have to figure out that Gemara, but on Pasuk Rabbi Yosi, whatever it is, because our opponents in Sefer Torah, okay. But whatever it is, the Rashba learns that it's or Mekel on a Sefer even against a Chazaka. However, others disagree. This is a Heter. This is a Torah Shar Chavavos Beis 32 disagrees. Okay, and he brings the other Gemaras, and he says no. And the Rama also disagrees with the Rashba that we can't be Mekel in Sefer, and he writes. On the third line of 32 on the next page, he says, "The chol davar shu sofik lano aswina le mishum chazaka have vaday osu lo sofik." That's not called a sofik. When you have a chazaka, it's not called a sofik. Therefore, you cannot be makel in the sveik sveika against a chazaka. Okay, so that's one thing in this mix. Sveik sveik against chazaka doesn't work. Machokas is a het lashbo. The other thing is, what if you have a different type of suffix, we discussed this once earlier, chisaron yediya. Chisaron yediya. You don't know certain facts. Okay? So, that's another case. We have chisaron yediya, which we'll get this in the Sfeik also. The Rashba, the Rosh and Avodah Zarah, rather the Rosh and Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Siman Lamed Hey. Okay? Talking about Kalim, because the Gemara there says, let's look at the Rosh quickly. We'll look at the Gemara. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Chesam and Beis. Give me just 5 more minutes, I'll finish. So let's look at this is Chisaron Yediyah. So let's look at the Tosafot of Avodah Zarah, Lamed Chesam and Beis. The Gemara says, talking about again using Kalim that they captured from the clay midgen, right, from the Mechemis midgen, they captured his Kalim, and that's the whole source for Kasher and everything else we've discussed numerous times. But aren't we more, what do you call it? Aren't we, when it comes to Kalim, so why don't we just wait 24 hours? Okay, it's Tom Kalim and Ben Yom, and so on and so forth. So the Gemara says, and it's also in Tom of Gam. So that's the Gemara says, Imishum Gula of the Kalim, that's in Tom of Gam. We saw this Gemara in numerous times. So he says, Kamal and Nami, the Stam Kalevi Kochum and Ben Yom, right? They're not Ben Yom, so what's the problem? Okay, so now we have a Suffolk. So he says, but it's this, so he said, "V'chein poskim Rashi and Tamarit the Stam claim ain't a minyan behind no time on." But any, how do I know what this one is? Why do we say Stam claim ain't a minyan? So look what the Tosa says: behind no time on the should sveik sveika sofik nishtam shembo hayom o esmo. That's one sofik. I feel nishtam hayom shem nishtam shembo davar shu pogame. Okay, bad or davar shein no sin tam or whatever. So that sounds like there's a sveik sveika. If the suffix is chisaron yediya, we don't know, right? We don't know the metzias here, okay? And therefore, it sounds from there, we still say sveik sveika. That's how the Rosh also seems to learn. Rosh on Lazar Park Base in the Lamed Hei 34. The Kamel on Stam Kam Shalom from Enam Neyam, okay? And he said, Afa Gav, the Mashbiach Mikar Choshle Nosin Tam of Gam, Mishun Stam, the Klem Shalom from Enam Neyam, Mechain Pasuk Rashi Ben Tam, and so on. Okay, and even though they use it, but even though they use it every day, Shorin Lahum Mishum Sveik Sveika, Sufik and Nisham Shabbat Yom, Rafin Nisham Yom, Shem Nisham Shabbat Dabar Shu Pogam, and so on. So that is the position of the Rosh. Okay, and we can be Mata. The Rosh Bo, also the Chidush Rosh Bo, in Chulan Daf Nun Gimel on Beis, 35. Shem Yishlom, the Lo Shorin Sveik Sveika, and Ahecha the Lo Efshar Lamar Abar Shadar, Imosim Lab. So the Rashba in that place says we're make it like any other sveik sveika, but not everyone agrees with this. The Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. Shulchan Aruch paskins l'kula mechison yediyah. Okay, that's the end of siftes. That's what I wanted to get to today. There are more rights. Some are more. But filo ha'elo cheskes iser kigon of shibe cheskes iser omei v'nishbar nishbar gapo sofek mechayim alach hashchita. But you find blood, the bone broke. You found the bones broken, but maybe it happened after Shchita. In Tim Shalom Echaim, Shem Alon Nikro Hareya, and even it broke before, it didn't puncture anything. Yesh Lahater Mikoch Sveik Sveika. Okay? Yesh Lahater Mikoch Sveik Sveika. So that's the Pesachle Ramor. Afilo Herach Hezkezizir, Ein Lochosh. Okay? Ein Lochosh. That's he concludes. Afilish Yesh Levarah Debedikas Hareya. You could be Bevarah, doesn't matter, you don't have to. And he says, Ein Lochosh. That is the kula of the Ramah on this case. We can even pass on Sekseka, Keneged, Yediyas, a Chesaron Yediyah. The Shach in the Kuntra Sekseka, okay, well, we'll see in greater depth. This is, again, the Kuntra Sekseka begins with Sukkot and the Samad Dalad here, but then he divides it up into subcategories and Oschov Zayim. He says there's no Sekseka against the, he holds like this in the Heter. The Shach is Machma like this in the Heter, that of the Cheskas Isser, so then we can't be Makel. Okay, and he says, by the way, even within the Rabbanan, okay, there's no Sekseka, even if it's Cheskas Isser Rabbanan, okay, not like Ramos, he rejects Ramos on both, on both levels. He said, we're not Mater, like the Isser Heter, and even Sofek Echad, Neged Cheskas Isser Rabbanan, Neged Cheskas Isser Rabbanan, he's also is Machmer. Okay, that is the Shach, okay. Yeah. The only thing is, he says, might want to move. Perhaps the movie might be able to. Yeah. There's a long task of Cotton Tezvav. I'm not going to read his sex fake issue. He says the Machlokas, and he calls these Rehetta versus Rashbo. He's Makel. The Shach, the Taz is Makel. But the other Shach, that's in the back of the page, in Cotton Samach Vav, also Lamed Hey, here he sort of walks it back a little bit. And he says we can be, we should be machmir im efshel avara. The Ramah said not efshel avara. Okay, the Ramah said afapishi yesh lavara. We don't have to worry about it. That the Shach walks back a little bit. Okay. Yeah. All right. So the Shach says, well, if it's efshel lavara, then we should be, we should be machmir. Finally, just on that issue of Efshel Lavara, we'll talk more about this tomorrow. The Pisrei Tshuva, Zivkot Lamed Hey, says that what does Efshel Lavara mean? In Efshel Lavara, you can clarify the fact, and there's no more any doubt whatsoever. Efshel Lavara lechalotin, complete. There's no suffix left anymore. But that's only can really resolve the sekas completely. There's no suffix whatsoever. Okay, then he'd say even the Rashbo would be makom. Okay, so we'll continue tomorrow with the Kuntra Sekseka and the Shach, all these cases. But we'll try and do all that tomorrow. Everybody has a wonderful day.
Thank you, Rabbi.
I call to him.